The next dictation is on Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A, Przystulski, P-R-Z-Y-T-U-L-S-K-I. 50-year-old lady referred by Dr. J. Ebringham for abnormal rheumatoid factor and positive ANA. The patient was seen with complaints of significant fatigue. Only occasional aches and pains, no persistent pain, swelling, or stiffness. Laboratory tests performed in early January showed a low positive rheumatoid factor and ANA, hence the referral. Patient does not have any persistent pain, swelling, or stiffness. Skin rashes, painful sensitivity, oral unease, ulcerations, sickness symptoms, or renal phenomenon. She does complain of night sweats and insomnia. She is not working outside of home at the present time. She has noticed some anxiety since October. And she snores at night, but there has not been any witnessed apneic spells. She has noticed a recent weight loss of about 15 pounds in the last 6 months. No history of fevers, no cough, or shortness of breath. Past medical history unremarkable, past surgical history unremarkable, family history of hypercholesterolemia and diabetes. Social history negative for smoking, no alcohol use. Patient does not drink soda or coffee. Currently not working. Allergies. Correction, currently not working. Dr. Ebringham has her off work, otherwise was working as a teacher's aide. Present medications, metformin was recently started. She takes vitamins, omega-3 and B12 pills. On examination today, her height was 5 feet 6 inches, weight 141, blood pressure 158 over 98, HENT, unremarkable, neck mild paracervical spasm, chest clear, heart regular rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, extremities no edema, musculoskeletal examination, no active synovitis. Laboratory test performed by Dr. Ebringham on January 8th were reviewed with her. Her ANA was positive at 1 to 320 with a speckled pattern. Rheumatoid factor was mildly elevated at 28. Hemoglobin A1C was slightly elevated at 5.8. And blood sugar was at 78. I do not have any other laboratory tests on her. Impressions. Positive rheumatoid factor and ANA rule out connective tissue disease. Persistent fatigue, etiology not very clear, we'll need to rule out metabolic or hormonal cause for the same. If we are not able to determine any metabolic cause, underlying sleep apnea may need to be considered, or anxiety with depression. She also has vitamin D deficiency plans. I had a detailed discussion with the patient. I have reassured her I will check laboratory tests today. I will have her take vitamin D 10,000 units twice a day for 1 week, followed by 10,000 units once a day. I have also recommended physical exercises 30 minutes twice a day. Personal anxiety relieving techniques were discussed with the patient to improve sleep. I will see her back and follow up in 3 weeks. End of dictation on this patient with a copy of note to go to Dr. Craig Ebringham.